when we started Perek of Shabbat Mishnah, we started talking about bringing things, doing things with Tzarat Hameis, and now the Mishnah is talking about other things with Tzarat Hameis, what is permitted, what is prohibited. Oysim kol Tzarat Hameis, when is allowed to do anything that is necessary to keep the dead body in a good condition, but we'll see there are limitations. Tzachin or Matichin Oysim, you're allowed to anoint it with oil and wash it off. Now there's a certain chiddush, because there is a certain, when you rub some oil, there's a slight movement of the body, that's not considered enough of a movement to be considered tiltul muksa, a chiddush. Vavashi lo yuziz vay eidah, but to move even a pinky is asur. In other words, the issur of muksa is even if you move part of the muksa thing. But smearing is not considered even that. That's also if you, yeah. I'll see later, if you close the eyelids, it's also considered moving muksa. So if you're moving part of the body. Shaksin Zakami Tafto, you'll have to remove the mattress from underneath him so that he should be laying down on a cold floor that was made out of sand or some other material. This is also, you're not directly carrying the mace, which is muksa, just removing something. Matila Moisa Alatol, and by doing so, he's going to be on the earthen sand on the floor. Why you do this? Bishvil Shiyantin, that he should cool off, he shouldn't rot from the heat. Koshim is Alethi, you're allowed to tie up his cheekbone. Lo Shiyala, not to close it if it opened, that Shalo Yosef, it shouldn't continue opening up. The Chain, the semi concept that you're allowed to tie up or fix something to leave it as is, but not to make it better. First in Israel, a beam that broke, some from Oyster of the Safto. You'll have to support it with a bench so somebody will be able to sit on this beam. Over Uxandita, with the length of a bed frame. Also, Moshe Tavar, Shalit Tayshis, also, if a bench started collapsing, you'll have to support it with something, but not, if it already collapsed, you now have to pick it up again. Eid Me'amtim is a Meis B'Shabbos. One is not allowed to close the eyes of a dead body on Shabbos, like we mentioned before. This is considered also tiltul muksa, even though it's only part of the body, that's also offered. As a person's dying, you're not allowed to close his eyes because you may be killing him. Someone who closes the eyes of somebody who's about to die is considered a murderer because it's a very delicate state of this mace, and just leave him alone till his neshama goes out.